When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Happy Festivus, everyone. It's December 23rd, 2023. This is Gigantic Pop, and we're doing a quick hit here. Me, Glenn, I'm with Raj Giri, and we're talking about WWE, these big money deals that are being made, that are coming up, that everything is happening now. We know that Charlotte Flair re-signed with the company for what is reportedly the biggest women's deal in WWE history. We know that Bayley just re-signed her contract. And Dominic Mysterio as well. Cody Rhodes is near being a done deal. And Raj and I just wanted to take a moment and kind of get a pulse check, talk about everything that's going on with this. So, Raj, what are you hearing? What are your sources telling you?
I mean, nothing outside of what's been reported as far as those go. I had mentioned on my Twitter, on my X, whatever you want to call it, about a couple of AEW executive departures. Yeah. One was made public today. I had sent that tweet out a couple days ago. There's one more I'm pretty sure is going to get out today. They're a little more well known, especially for anyone who's been following AEW, how it started and everything. So that I'm pretty sure will be out by the end of the day, if not a lot sooner. But it's an interesting time, you know. With New Japan, you have Okada and all these top stars who their contracts are coming up in January, and you know, it's kind of one of those with WWE with all these stars, their contracts coming due, because you got, you know, we haven't heard yet about Seth Rollins or Becky Lynch or Drew McIntyre. You know, there's a lot of other names out there. Maybe they quietly re-signed or not, we don't know, but might want to start staggering them a little bit so you don't have so many at the same time, you know, and save for New Japan.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting. So with Cody, some of the reporting is saying it's a done deal already. Others are saying it's close to being a done deal. Like, what's the insider word to sort of clarify Cody's status?
So the Observer is reporting that he signed back in October. So it's been a couple months. Fightful, Sean Ross Sapp, he's been reporting that they basically, every, you know, all the terms are agreed to, they have an agreement, it just is not pen to paper yet. So, you know, Sean has been, you know, very reliable. So it almost sounds like, I don't know if, you know how deals when you get lawyers involved go.
Oh, yeah, 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 right. You can have a handshake and a year later finally put a pen to paper because of some clause or some term or some minor thing. Ooh, I wonder if he had to give up his shares in the American Rebel cigar.
Right. And lawyers, they don't work by the deal. They work by the hour. So you know, yeah. I'm sure they're like, gosh, I remember with the Wrestling Inc. sale, just the stuff my lawyer was coming back with. I'm like, man, this makes no difference. Why are we wasting time on this?
Yeah. Yeah. Whereas I look at it and I'm just, you know, I want to get in there and I'm like, add this and have a footnote here and change the language to included but not inclusive too. And they're like, Glenn, you're not a lawyer. And I'm like, but I watched 7 seasons of LA Law as a child. Right. So I think I know a thing or two.
My cousin Vinny.
I know some stuff. But no, I mean, I get it. I think with Cody, so here's the
attraction.
Yes, here's the interesting thing that goes beyond the finer points of these deals is that WWE, when AEW started, locked down a lot of their talents to longer term contracts. There was fears of people wanting to go to AEW. Maybe AEW was going to run the price up, right? And it wasn't going to be cheap anymore. So WWE was signing these deals. Then still, there's been ebbs and flows. There's been cuts that have happened in WWE. There's been, in fact, a lot of people that have just chose not to renew. And perhaps in the uncertainty of the recent years, it wasn't the most expedient place to get a sense if you weren't a top star on what your future of the company was going to be. Now, however, now that TKO is the corporate entity, WrestleNomics and other people have had a figure. UFC, if you look at the talent portion of what they spend versus profits, it's worlds higher than WWE. I think it's something like 17%, or say it's some large double digit number that UFC shares with the talent. WWE, it's like single digit percentages. So, you know, looking at this, looking at what Charlotte got, looking at the fact that, you know, even though with AEW, they've had some great signings like Cody and Jade, and people, and CM Punk even, there's this idea that WWE wants to cut a good, or TKO wants to cut a good deal with headline talent that they think are important to the company, just to avoid any possibility of them even looking to negotiate or go elsewhere. And at the same time, who knows what opportunities are there are going to be now that it's under Endeavor through TKO and the merger with UFC. So it's very interesting that, you know, they've had this ebb and flow where there was a retraction for a while, and now they're back to spending big money, perhaps even the biggest money that they've ever spent on some of these renewals. And Bret Hart must be sitting at home and saying, Vince couldn't honor that 20-year deal. He urged me to go to WCW.
Right.
That MF.
Yeah, no. I mean, it's a different ballgame with TKO in charge as opposed to Vince. Vince would, you know, I'm sure he would not be offering above market value or way above market value.
Yeah.
To retain talent. I mean, again, that's just me guessing. But
he's saying, you know, look at all the bottled water we provide backstage. Right? Yeah, have you been to catering? What do they have to complain about? You know, but hey, Charlotte's getting a bus as part of this new deal.
You know, and she deserves it. She's been a huge star for a while. Bailey, obviously, she's been with the company forever. And, you know, like I mentioned earlier, Drew McIntyre, hottest run of his career, in my opinion.
Yeah.
They have to re-sign him.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got to be a big priority. Obviously, Seth Rollins and Becky Lynch. There's no way you could let them go. But WWE is in this position now where it doesn't matter anymore who goes, unless it's like a John Cena or The Rock or maybe Brock Lesnar. They're going to be in the same position that they're at. They made a conscious effort long ago to not let the talent get bigger than the company for the most part. And because of that, they've made it to where, you know, almost anyone can go and they don't get affected really by it. Roman Reigns would be a big, you know,
huge
jump, obviously. But.
So, I mean, it's two things with this. One, interesting how Ronda Rousey doing that Ring of Honor appearance and doing independent appearances, not renewing, not really even, I mean, nothing. Right. I mean, not even a pebble in a pond as far as the response, which I almost wonder. And I know she's a huge wrestling fan, but I almost wonder if coming off her UFC losses, going to WWE was actually, in hindsight, not the best move for her career, for her profile. You know what I mean? Like, because I do think that that would be like if Brock Lesnar did something at like CGW or Pro Wrestling Guerrilla or anything else that wasn't UFC or WWE, people would talk about it. But with Ronda, it was just, I mean, I feel bad. You know, I feel like Ronda might have peaked with the Entourage movie and going on that date with Turtle.
Well, I mean, when she first went into WWE, that was a huge deal.
It was. Like
it was picked up everywhere. Royal Rumble win, headlining WrestleMania that year, but being in that big tag match.
But
to be fair, that ROH appearance was just her having fun.
Sure.
She was doing it for her friend. She didn't want it to be a high profile thing. So that's why it wasn't on Dynamite. It was a one-time thing.
I get it.
But yeah, I agree with you. I felt like, for someone with her star power to be doing a cameo like that kind of just furthers that diminished star quality this last WWE run that she had, I thought was just a bust, you know?
Well,
like she just felt like another talent as opposed to when in, you know, reality, her name value, more people know her name than anyone in the company.
If she would have retired from UFC and they would have made the biopic, probably starring Brie Larson, that's just my casting. I think it makes sense. Yeah. I think that she could have gone anywhere she wanted, and been a mainstream pop culture figure and parlayed that into something else. I think with WWE, it's tough because it didn't increase her audience, actually shrank it. But this is a separate topic. Someone, I'm sure David Bixenspan will write a great think piece on this in like a year's time. But love you, Bix. But okay, secondly, do you think it helps negotiations when Becky's putting out quotes like saying WWE is my home and this is where I'll finish my career? Her lawyer's texting her being like, we don't even have the deal memo yet. Why are you saying this?
Right. Unless she's resigned, you know.
Yeah, unless like, she's resigned.
Again, with Cody, regardless of if he's signed or has come to an agreement, it seems like he's staying with the company. I'm actually shocked that it was just a 2-year deal that he was on originally.
That's crazy.
I'm assuming it was a 2-year deal because if they're trying to get him now, that would make me think that when he signed, it was, you know, that would be up in March. So that would be 2 years.
And him not beating Roman makes a lot more sense if that was a 2-year deal.
Yeah. And if they want him to win the Royal Rumble or Elimination Chamber and be in that top match, you want to make sure he's signed before you go with those creative plans. So, yeah.
No, that's true. That makes sense. That makes a lot of sense. So, I mean, look, Cody, I think, is worth every penny. I think CM Punk, CM Punk's already more than paid for. He's more than earned whatever they're paying him for this entire deal. He's taken the deadest period in professional wrestling and made the last month nothing but WWE and CM Punk.
And the merch that he's pulled, you know, they said one day it was 6 figures. So, like, right, you're basically making your money back with him in probably a week just off of merch alone. So, you know, it's funny how that kind of stuff works out. And, you know, me and Bix were actually arguing about this over Twitter, but was AEW firing him the right move, or should they have played hardball and suspended him and not no pay and been like, you know, you're under contract, you breached your contract, because this could really hurt them in the long in the long run. If Punk has indeed opened up those talks with WBD and WWE, which by all indications, that's what opened it up with CM Punk.
Damn Jungle Boy. But which is amazing. But no, I think that Tony Khan, for as much as he tweets about Vince McMahon, and Vince McMahon deserves every shot you throw at him, I think Tony Khan trying to do things the right way or the fair way has just learned a hard lesson about why Vince McMahon was such an asshole after Medusa and Lunder Blaze going to WCW and putting that title in the trash. After the curtain call and those guys showing up on WCW.
Bret Hart refused to lose in Canada. And after that, he made sure like every talent was losing in their hometown for like 20 years.
But I think Tony Khan now understands why, you know what, paying Punk to sit out that contract was the smarter business move.
Well, that's the thing is, you know, when we were doing the podcast, you know, and I talked about the honeymoon period and people would be like, they've been in business for a year now. You're still talking about the honeymoon period. It's like, yes, the honeymoon period is not 1 year. It's years where you have that honeymoon period before contracts start coming up and talents start getting other offers and seeing other people coming in. It takes a while. And yeah, Tony is, you know, definitely seeing how difficult it can be to navigate those waters, but he is the most successful promoter that we've had this century, you know, since post WCW. And hopefully it's just it's a crash course, a big learning period. And hopefully he comes out stronger because you need that strong number two, because wrestling is boring as hell without a strong number two.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Life's better with American Family Insurance, because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
When you think AEW, think a strong number two.
Well, yeah, right. Yeah. Right.
No, look, I want AEW to succeed. I think it's we have to keep WWE on their toes. Like, and the rest of the media
was pulling out some of their worst product the years before that AEW was formed.
Well, and 2017 brand split, SmackDown Live, 2016, 27 or 2016 brand split, SmackDown Live during that
Dean
era.
Ambrose wearing the cowboy hat,
which was amazing. I'm going to start my rewatch podcast. I don't know Road Dogg, but Road Dogg, we're going to become friends and we're going to do a brand split SmackDown Live podcast recapping week by week, because that is still my favorite era of wrestling.
Really?
Ever. Yes. Okay. That was so much fun. The women's six-pack challenge, the SmackDown six of the women, Becky being the first champ, the stuff with Ellsworth, with Heath, with the Heath angle, with him and Rhino.
Oh man,
like, dude, that was fun.
Dark days.
Brizongo, like, that was good. That was the best. That was the best TV the main roster's been. But look, I mean, here's the thing. So we're all rooting for AEW.
Yeah,
not because we love Tony Khan, although I think his hair is pretty sweet, but because we want there to be competition. And I think that as long as they, put on a good product to make a good effort, I think that they're going to retain as much of their audience as possible. But that being said, that doesn't mean we're not going to give fair criticism when they make a business misstep, when they continually don't book the women and just mismanage the women's division. Like, there's legitimate grievances. You might prefer one style of wrestling over the other, as far as what WWE, which is more storytelling driven, versus AEW, which is more wrestling driven. But we want all companies to succeed, because especially as people that cover it, man, like, it makes it way more interesting. But long story short, I think that Tony Khan's learning as he goes. I think in a couple of years, we're going to get a great book about AEW, again, probably written by David Bixenspan, that talks about the idea that this company was started with Cody, the Bucks, Jericho, and Omega, probably a lesser extent Jericho, but all sort of feeling like this was their company, learning over time, no, this is Tony Khan's company, and figuring out whose vision wins. And spoiler alert, it was the guy with the money funding the whole thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's been, it's just a really interesting time, because, you know, obviously, this whole WBD thing throws such a big wrinkle in what the future looks like for AEW.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's why, you know, me and Matt have said for a while that we hope that's not the case, because you need AEW to have a strong TV deal to keep that competition. You know, WWE has obviously pulled away. There was a time there where AEW in 2021 gaining a bunch of steam in the demo, their ratings weren't that far off from Raw during football season. But now the spread has gotten pretty wide. But you don't want to see AEW get hurt with a substandard TV deal at a time like this, when they're kind of on the ropes a little bit as far as not being at their peak.
Yeah, if they go to the POP network, it's all over. You know, that they got to stay strong with it. And look, we need wrestling to become as big as it can be right now. We need people to support it. We need these big deals to happen. So Raj can just say to himself, if I'd only waited another year or two, I could have gotten so much more money for wrestling.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not kidding. That summer when I sold, and then that summer ended up being one of the biggest news summers with Sasha and MJF. You know, his absence, so much of that was storyline, obviously, but there was some reality in there.
It's kind of crazy that you sold the company and then wrestling hasn't cooled down since, with the Vince stuff.
Vince,
TKO, with all of it. And it's just like,
yeah,
man, maybe I didn't get the best deal on this.
I should have waited. But then, you know, then ad revenue started to drop. So I was like, all right.
Yeah, no, it's
maybe it
there's no perfect time. But anything else, right, while we're here, while we're together, audience, thank you so much. We got one super chat. 2K Universal Elite saying WWE signing all the stars now is flexing at AEW. I mean, who's next? Let me ask you, what's the next AEW debut? I mean, it's got to be Dolph, right? It's got to be Dolph Ziggler.
I think Dolph is going to TNA.
Wow.
I mean, they're hyping, you know, not the biggest name, but they're hyping a big signing. And who else from that list would really fits that bill you know, more than Dolph. So
yeah,
I think Dolph's going to AEW. I mean, Impact.
Yeah.
TNA.
Who's the next?
I can see Mustafa Ali.
Okay.
But as far as like game changers, I don't see one right now. You know, Mercedes Moné. Mercedes. I think she'll go to WWE personally, but I mean, we'll see. That would be a big one though. But yeah. Again, we've talked about it before. Without any, with how weak their women's division has been lately,
why would Mercedes go there? Unless unless it's an eight figure deal.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, just outside of the money, creatively, like, what's the big? Is there a pay per view main event for her there? Whereas in WWE, there is, in my opinion.
Oh, so. I mean, there's a WrestleMania main event with the four horsewomen once Charlotte recovers, for sure. I mean, and even Sasha versus Bayley at WrestleMania would be huge. Mike Lee saying Matt Riddle.
Well, he signed with MLW. I'm assuming that would preclude him from going to AEW, but
yeah.
You know, I could see him in New Japan because MLW has a working relationship with New Japan.
And once they get that settlement money,
exactly. I think they're probably already getting it because all of a sudden they're announcing all these new dates and new hirings. Yeah. So, but Riddle, he does have a lot of baggage, so I could see that being an issue with AEW.
Did the full story come out on the MLW WWE thing? I know what I've heard, no, like behind the scenes. Okay. When that full story comes out, it's going to be good, folks. yeah. So look forward to that. But no, I think, okay. So, you know, to wrap this, I think if you're Tony Khan, Mercedes Moné, there's very few chess pieces right now on the board. Yeah. Mercedes Moné, Goldberg.
Yeah. Even Goldberg. It's not,
I know.
It's
I
not
know.
A long term. Thing
it, but that's it, what I'm saying yeah. Like, you know, is Adam Copeland going to be the last big get from WWE that AEW gets? I hope not.
Yeah,
but if I'm Tony Khan, I'm thinking, man, I could get Mercedes Moné, or for that same amount of money I could get everybody that was just released by WWE.
it's a weird there's no bad magic bullet for them right now. I think they need to focus, and I'm going to get a couple of these comments real quick. Big Time Baxter saying Raj's controversial tweet regarding the Continental Classic was backed up by the Dynamite rating. No one cares. Now I feel like the matches in the Continental Classic have been really good. I'm not discounting that. What I was saying is that who wins, the stakes are so weak, in my opinion. Like the ROH world title and this new title and the New Japan Strong, it's just like the stakes are not worthy for how much time I'm spending watching.
And that's every tournament. I mean, look at what WWE NXT does with these Heritage Cup matches. There's some stuff that doesn't need to be this long.
Yes, like, I agree.
We can knock this out so much quicker. Regarding your tweet of this, forget the Wrestling Inc. sale. Are you and Joey Janela working us for a big money match? And do you want to cut a promo on Joey Janela right now to further along this feud? Because if so, full screen.
I thought me and Joey were cool now, but not cool, but did he say something recently?
Oh, I thought there was some more back and forth on Twitter. I feel like.
No, not that I know of.
Okay. I'm just making sure. Bigfoot Sneakerhead, what's up? $4.99 super chat saying, do you think WWE signed Sasha and should they do a women's PLE? I mean, look, Evolution was my favorite live wrestling experience in person. The atmosphere there, the vibe was so good. The fans, it was a much more interesting cross-section than I've seen at any other wrestling event. And the matches that night were so much fun. I think Becky versus Charlotte in that match is still one of the best matches I've ever seen in person. I would put that up there with Shinsuke versus Sammy at TakeOver. It was so good, but I don't know, Raj. I mean, you think Mercedes goes back to WWE?
I do. I just feel like creatively, money-wise, it just seems like it makes the most sense. Personally, an all women's pay-per-view, I just feel like I'd like to see, and we're not at that stage yet, but where the men and the women are on equal footing, you know,
we've like had to get really close.
Yeah. And so if they are on equal footing, then you don't have an all men's pay-per-view or an all women's pay-per-view. You have sometimes the women are the main event, sometimes the men, you know, but the women should be in the paper, in the PLE main events more than they are now, in my opinion.
I think it was either the Royal Rumble this past year, maybe it was the year before, they finally did it where the card was balanced.
Yeah.
Where there were the same number of women's matches as men's matches. Of course, it took a pay-per-view where it had the fewest number of matches on any pay-per-view.
And it's not just, right. And it's not just the number of matches. It's also the importance, like the storyline that's given. And, you know, sometimes, you know, like, have we seen anything close to the Bloodline storyline with the women?
Yeah.
But then again, the Bloodline is kind of a once in a 10-year story. But, you know, I'd just like to see more focus on the women's division and not having to do separate women and men shows.
I mean, NXT, I think, still strikes the best balance. Does the best job with the storylines. And
TNA. TNA is...
Impact also is soon to be TNA, or I guess it is TNA again. Yeah. That's a little unfortunate with the women's division and calling it that. But there's on NXT, I kid you not, Tiffany Stratton is in a feud with Fallon Henley, and they're going to have a match in New Year's Evil. And if Fallon loses, she has to be Tiffany Stratton's personal servant.
Oh.
So they're going sitcom with it. I like that.
Yeah, they did that with Sean and JBL. There was another time they did that with Cameron Grimes and LA Knight, right?
Yeah. But it was just fun.
They did that with Matt Hardy in AEW, right?
Yeah.
But they never went anywhere with it, and Hangman.
It's just always so goofy, but I like when they get kind of sitcom with it. And Tatum Paxley is stalking Lyra Valkyria. Like, there's a lot of stuff. NXT, there's a lot going on. It's a soap opera, you know.
If he could find the right people with the right chemistry to do, you know, vignettes and short videos with that, it could be really good.
Chase Yu owes money. Andre Chase was shooting dice with scripts and out the mud.
You're always trying to sell me on NXT.
Oh, good. There's a new character that's a lawyer, Raj, and he sent like a demand letter to Adam Pearce. It's phenomenal. It's such a good show. Seriously, like, that's my recommendation for everyone in the new year. Watch NXT. You'll have fun. Any other chats we want to get to before we wrap this up?
Sure. Just want to say thank you to all you guys. Chris, what's up? Back at you. Hello, Ricky. Always good to see you on here.
Tornado, what's up?
Yeah. 2K Universe Elite, hello. Just really appreciate you guys tuning in. We've had, you know, we are a very young podcast, so you guys leaving those likes, leaving those comments, subscribing, it really does help us out a ton, and we really appreciate it, because the last month or so has been outstanding. And, you know, leave some of your comments, and we'll try to also answer any questions you guys have in the comment section on these episodes with future shows.
Yeah. Thank you so much, everyone. This is good. And watch, last night I did an instant react to Logan Paul's promo on Kevin Owens. It was phenomenal. It was short. It was sweet. It was great. You said Kevin Owens looks like the kind of guy that wears a t-shirt in a swimming pool. It was wonderful.
Logan is so good.
Yeah.
It came out today via Fightful. So I had mentioned a couple days ago on my Twitter that there's a couple of AEW executives are leaving the company. So Fightful today confirmed one of them. It was the AEW VP of live events touring, Raphael Morphy. And there is one more that I'm expecting will be out today that I think people will know that name more.
Answer may surprise you. Okay, have a great holiday, everyone, if we don't talk to you again before then. Wrestling World, no more news. We're done. At least after Christmas.
Let us have Christmas.
Yes. Happy Festivus, everyone. Catch you back next time on Gigantic Pop. Take care.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.